Last week, in case you missed it, it was Super Bowl week, and with that, zany promotions. If Denver wins, Red Robin offered up burgers to the offense. But if Seattle wins, the defense gets the burgers. You would think you would want to feed Peyton Manning so he would be better the next year. If you're hungry, it's a lose-lose situation. In case you missed it, Broncos safety Mike Adams is going home for the Super Bowl. No, really, he's from New Jersey. If the Broncos win, he's walking home in his pads, kind of like a walk of recognition. Well, too bad for him, it was a walk of shame because Denver lost.
If I won the Super Bowl and I was single, I would just fill an Olympic size pool up with naked women, and I would just swim through them.
Last week at Super Bowl Media Day, some people asked some weird questions. If I could ask questions, I'd ask this. Have you ever worn earplugs during the national anthem? And this. Do you wear a cup? Because that is the mystery that we all want to know. And this. If you could have Tom Brady's wife or Peyton Manning's arm, which would you pick?
Both for sexual pleasure.
Last week, in case you missed it, in local news, Brighton played Pittsford Sutherland in a basketball game, and Pittsford fans got thirsty and slightly racist. In case you missed it, babies are at the mercy of their football fan fathers when it comes to their names. Sidney Lee, 12th man, is no exception. Yep, a family full of Seahawks fans and a lifetime of ridicule. Good thing they didn't lose. In case you missed it, college football players want to get paid, so now they're forming a union. But money makes unions stay alive, and these kids only have hoes and free shoes.
The union is bad because every person that I know that's in a union is one of the whiniest bitches.
Lazy. Maybe a share of the $5.15 billion in revenue will help them out. Or that $80,000 scholarship. In case you missed it, former South African sprinter and current murder suspect Oscar Pistorius will be a real reality star. You can check out live, round-the-clock coverage of his murder trial on South Africa's finest cable network, followed by Dennis Rodman death matches live from North Korea. In case you missed it, a new flavor of Gatorade, Deep Bleach Freeze. This middle schooler wanted his basketball team to win, so he poured some bleach into the Gatorade.
I feel like we've all had a little bit of bleach in our drinking water or Gatorade or...
His team lost and nobody got sick. In case you missed it, here's some Super Bowl prop bets. How many times will Peyton Manning say Omaha? He didn't get to because he was barely on the field. Heads or tails? Tails! Last week, the No Fun League strikes again. No popping bottles allowed. Love the NFL. That's right, the Super Bowl champ can't pop bottles or drink booze or sip on scissor or anything like that after the big game because it's not the right image for the league.
Vegas saw that they messed up by going family friendly. When's the NFL gonna see it? That's all.
But murdering's cool. In case you missed Super Bowl 48, that's okay. The Broncos did too. Peace out, NFL. See you in August. My name is Smalls, and in case you missed it, check out Gratuitous Sports every weekday at 6:15 on 94.1 The Zone.